Hello, 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 my lovely people. My name is once again Visual Pony, and I'm here for Pony and Wolf Productions. And I'm reading the story, Why Celestia is a Big Dum-Dum, by the author Aqua Drops. I kinda like the avatar of this author, and kinda reminds me of an anime where there is a goddess of, I think, luck, who's actually called Aqua. I kinda think I'll look that anime up and, you know, watch it after this. So, as always, here's a list of those amazing people who keep our amazing channel alive with their amazing monthly donations. And by the way, they don't just keep the channel alive, they also keep us alive, because, you know, money costs food. And, you know, I now have to pay bills for two people, which, you know, is, not that easy. Basically, my money was stretched thin before, now it's stretched thinner, so, donations are needed. Very badly. And, yeah. Anyhow, let's get into the meat of the story. I don't really want to annoy you, but I'm pretty sure I am. So, let's get into the story here. Bad Twily!
Now you can just sit here and think about the naughty things you've done. Celestia scolded.
A not-so-ashamed Miss Twilight sparkled sat in front of her with her hoofs crossed. Celestia leaned down to glare at her youngest student. Twilight stuck out her bottom lip in response. Celestia sighed.
Look, Twilight, I've told you not to be rude to my important guests and visitors. Miss Rodochrist was trying to sell me some gorgeous jewels from the caverns below the castle.
Miss Prissypants was trying to make you buy rubbish and you didn't need.
Twilight frowned and turned away.
Miss Prissypants went home with a sprained hoof and paint in her mane.
Celestia growled into Twilight's ear. Twilight giggled quietly. Celestia gave an exasperated sigh.
Just stay out of trouble, okay?
She hissed through her teeth. She stood up and frowned at her star student. She turned and walked away, slamming the doors behind her with her magic. Twilight waited until Celestia had walked away and she could no longer hear her hoofsteps. Then she stuck her tongue out.
It's not fair,
she sobbed.
Princess Celestia put me in the naughty corner. She's the naughty one. I tried to put Solar Flare in the naughty corner once and she gave me a smack. That very silly guard was the one telling me that his armor was not for sliding down the hallways with. What else could armor possibly be for? Wearing?
Anger bubbled up inside of her. Twilight stood up and looked around the room. Celestia always said that when something was making her mad, she could always write to her about it. She saw a pile of scrolls in the corner. Excited, she rushed over to grab one, skidding across the floor. She crashed into the pile, sending scrolls crashing down around her. Unfazed, she grabbed a scroll and a quill and began to write.
Dear Princess Celestia, Princess Celestia is a big dumb meanie pants. Miss Prissypants was selling her some rubbish and she was actually going to buy it. Sometimes I think she shouldn't be a princess. She gets walked all over by her subjects all the time. Miss Prissypants was showing her some dirty rocks and Celestia was giving her bits, so I thought I should save Celestia's bits. So I dropped a water balloon full of paint on top of Miss Prissypants' big fat head and it exploded. It was so funny. But Celestia didn't think so. She shouted at me, so I threw a flower pot at her. But it hit Miss Prissypants on the hoof. I regret throwing it at Celestia now. I wish it hit Miss Prissypants on the head. Celestia dropped her bits on the floor and shouted at me. And then I stole her bits. Celestia is a big, dumb, stupid head. I want a new false sitter. She's a very bad meanie. She is like the big bad wolf in the storybook I read. Sometimes about three little pigs with golden locks of mane eating porridge. Very good book, by the way. No one is allowed to put me in the naughty corner. Princess Celestia even said that to me. She said, you are not allowed to put anyone in the naughty corner, Twilight. Do you understand? You are also not allowed to slide down the hallway in Solar Flare's armor. My bum is still sore from when she smacked me. I have never seen anyone smack Celestia on the bum before. Only once. Princess Luna kicked Celestia's flank and said something about being fat. Then Celestia sent her to the moon. It was fun to watch. Only then Celestia burned all the history books in the library and rewrote them. I wonder what that was. Anyway, Celestia is completely unfair and you should punish her. That is why Celestia is a big, stupid, meanie dum-dum. I need a new vault sitter. Your favorite student, Twilight Sparkle.
Celestia puts a scroll down on her desk, her cheeks dark red as she fumed. Princess Cadence's cheeks were red from laughing.
That filly has some attitude, Celestia said, grinding her teeth together. She is in big trouble when she comes out from under that table. Why? Why, I've half a mind to send her to the moon. Like you did to poor Luna?
Cadence smirked.
Where did you send Luna to the moon anyway?
Cadence sat down, folding her arms as she waited for an answer.
Because she was Nightmare Moon. She was jealous.
Celestia started sweating.
Jealous of what? Your gorgeous flanks that she kicked shortly before you sent her up there?
Cadence teased, levitating the scroll in front of Celestia's face. Her cheeks flushed red.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Are you calling your star student a liar?
Cadence asked, innocently battling her eyelashes.
No, I'm not calling Twilight Sparkle a liar,
Celestia said, gritting her teeth.
So, it's true then?
Cadence smiled sweetly.
Shut up!
Celestia snapped.
If you think the little filly is so sweet, you can falsit her!
Celestia grinned slyly.
But if you're not up for the task, I could always just... I'm not up to the task. You're gonna eat your words, Aunt Celestia.
Cadence leaned forward so that they were almost touching muzzles. Celestia licked her lips.
I look forward to it.
2 weeks later, Cadence received a very angry letter from a little Miss Twilight Sparkle titled, Why Cadence is a Stupid, Good-for-Nothing, Meany, Big, Dumb, Stupid, Dumb Princess by Twilight Sparkle. Hello, and welcome back to Common Thomas Virtual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps as needed and very much appreciated, and helps to keep the lights on around here, and to helps to keep Midnight and me eating. Well, most importantly, her, you know, because I have actually considered, stopping to eat, because, you know, food costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be amazing if I could just stop eating and still be alive? Yeah, that would be great. Anyhow, that is not gonna happen, I don't think. Anyhow, let's get into the story. So, here we have a little bit of an alternate story on how Luna was sent to the moon. But not just that, we also have an alternate story of how Cadence became Twilight's falsitter. By the way, is there a canonical story about that? Because it would actually interest me quite a bit how a princess became a, well, basically commoner's falsitter. Sincerely yours, Virtual Pony, and let me know... No, come on, guys, seriously. What was it this time?